Happy to have you along here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Turning our attention now to acupuncture. It's been around hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, and Eastern medicine seems to be used more and more with our traditional medical practices here in the United States. My guest today, Colleen Lewis, is a national board-certified and state-licensed acupuncturist, works with University of Wisconsin Health, and we'll be talking about how acupuncture can be helpful for a number of health issues, how it works, what it's like to have acupuncture done, and of course, we'll be taking your questions as well. Maybe you've had procedures, acupuncture procedures. What were the results? What was your experience? Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org, or you can go ahead and post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. That's the title of our page. We'd love to hear from you. Colleen Lewis, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Appreciate it very much. And acupuncture, I've often thought about who was it that first said, you know what, if I put some needles in somebody, I'm going to be able to
change their abilities to think or function or feel better.
Yeah.
Well, they don't know how it started. There's myth and legend about how it started. They think it could have possibly been bone shards that were used to bleed points.
Oh.
They think that it might have been a way to release demons that were in the system, and you let them get out of the system and the pain goes away. There's so many myth and legend that we don't know how it started.
But it works.
It works. It's been around anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 years. And again, that's hard to say.
Hard to wrap your head around, isn't it?
And yep, and everybody over there claims to have started it. The Koreans think they started it. The Japanese say they started it. East India has evidence that they started it, that they may have been the ones who actually started it. Hard to know. Again, it's been around for a long time.
Well, I've brought this up in the past when it's been discussed on the show. Going back to the New York Times, Scotty Reston, who was the publisher editor of the New York Times and had his appendix out, I think, in China.
Right, right. Yeah, it was an emergency appendectomy.
An emergency, and they used acupuncture.
That's right, for anesthesia.
Yeah.
I ran into somebody recently who had been in Colorado, I believe Denver, and they used acupuncture anesthesia strictly, that's it, for breast surgery.
Wow.
It's done more in China than here, but people are starting to try it here. I also talked with somebody who works at an ER room up in Abbott Northwestern in the Twin Cities, and they're finding that by giving people acupuncture when they first come in, they aren't needing the heavy painkillers as much. And that's exciting. This was at the ER room. Whatever trauma they happen to be coming in with, they are doing the acupuncture in conjunction with the Western therapies. For instance, if you're having a heart attack, the Western therapy for a heart attack would also include acupuncture.
Wow. So this is another way it's being used in Western medicine then.
Yeah. Yeah. Mayo has at least 6 acupuncturists on staff in all the different areas. We here at the UW have somebody in the hospital. We have somebody at all of our tech centers. It's wider than we realize. People don't know it's there.
What the broad array of conditions?
It's not just pain.
Yeah.
I love treating allergies and asthma. I have people get really good responses and may be able to take less of their allergy medications or get rid of their allergy medications, depending upon what those allergies are too, of course.
Yeah.
And during the seasons, it depends on how well they're doing. But allergies are a fun thing to treat with acupuncture. We can treat all kinds of digestive issues. We don't necessarily think of digestion as responding to acupuncture, but I've had good results with things like acid reflux or IBS, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
We can really treat anything that Western medicine treats. Some things are more efficient to use Western medicine. Some things it's more efficient to use Eastern medicine.
Wow. It's really interesting to hear from Colleen Lewis, who is nationally board-certified, state-licensed acupuncturist, works with the University of Wisconsin Health, great to have her along, and love to hear your experiences or questions about acupuncture at 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Janet in Reedsburg has something for us. Hi, Janet.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I love your show, every aspect of it. And I'm headed back to work after lunch, but I just wanted to catch you quick because I had a great experience just recently, yesterday to be exact. It's a veterinary experience, but I had a cat that got really sick last week and had been at vet clinic since Thursday, and she would not eat, and she would not eat. We couldn't get her to eat. And finally, yesterday, they did an acupuncture treatment on her, and she started eating. So that was fantastic.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. Thank you so much for calling.
Veterinary acupuncture is really widespread in China, and it's becoming more and more accepted here in the States. It's really, we used acupuncture on our aged dog. He was 18 when he passed, and in his last days, he got regular acupuncture because it helped both he and us with the stress and the discomfort he was going through. I've had a lot of experience working with dogs with acupuncture. I've had less experience with horses, but they use this in racehorses, the supreme horses that are getting the acupuncture. There are people in, say, the Amish community that like mm-hmm. to use acupuncture for their animals. It's really, really efficient.
It's really interesting. And Dr. Carrie Donahue, who is a veterinarian who appears on this show from time to time, can perform acupuncture. And I asked her how she got into it, and she said, well, she had terrible allergies, and her whole family had allergies, and she went to an acupuncturist here in Madison and cured her. She says she has no allergies anymore, and neither does any of her family members.
Isn't that great?
And so that's kind of got her interested in
trying it with the animals. I see that often where people who've had experience with acupuncture, good luck with it, that will then try it on their animals. But I've also seen people who've had their animals try it first, and then they will try it.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, thank you. It's
Janet,
fantastic.
Yeah, so. Janet, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Jim in Colfax has something. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Larry. Great topic. This is one of the top list because I really didn't know much about it. We had my wife and I, the baby turned breech, and this was a year ago, turned breech on us at about 37 weeks. And we didn't have any, the doctors tried to turn the baby and couldn't. Now, I don't want to say it's a success story because when they gave us one last option was to go for acupuncture, and my wife was all for it. And when they got done, my wife felt like $1 million, but we went home. And that little baby tried so hard to turn. It was squirming around in the tummy, and it really wanted to get turned in back into a normal position. It just couldn't do it. And when we left, the lady said she's never had a failure on turning a baby if it would have been a week earlier.
Oh.
And we just really felt confident with it. But after seeing how the baby moved and what was happening, we truly felt that was a great way. We just, you know, the baby had turned in that last week, so it wasn't an option then. That was the only option we had. So not a success story, but my wife said that, you know, there's no doubt that baby would have turned.
Yeah.
If it would have had the room.
We would a little bit more time, and the acupuncturist was just phenomenal. And what an education we got about all the different uses of acupuncture, too, from, you know, from the mental illnesses to all kinds of things that they can work with, high blood pressure, many different things that opened my eyes to, you know, a different science rather than pills.
Yeah.
Pregnancy is a really wonderful thing to work with acupuncture.
I'm glad Jim brought that up because I had no knowledge of that.
One of the common things done is to turn breech babies. Now, the problem is we don't usually see those breech babies until the person's at 37 weeks. The most efficient time is from 34 weeks to 36 weeks because then there's space for that baby to turn.
Well, Jim, I thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call very much. I want to give some others a chance to join in. Kathy in Madison up next. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I used acupuncture myself, and I think it's a wonderful way to help people heal themselves. And my roommate's sister was dying of cancer. We took her to my acupuncturist, and she did treatments on her once a week until she was unable to get around any longer. And it relieved the pain from the chemo and radiation and from the pain of the cancer that she had.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Colleen, and that's something you've had experience with and worked with.
Most acupuncturists have had experience with working with oncology clients. We even have somebody at the oncology center at the hospital, at the Carbone Cancer Center. Studies seem to suggest that the acupuncture potentizes the treatments while taking down the side effects. Since I worked at the Carbone Cancer Center, there's been huge advances, because that was about 8-9 years ago. Okay. There have been huge advances in how they help people with nausea and that kind of thing, as well as using acupuncture. But I often work with all of the side effects from the treatments, all the side effects from the condition itself. It's a fascinating thing to work with. And it helps not only with the physical pain, but with the emotional, mental stuff as well.
So it really does I would guess if you're under pain and you that pain gets relieved, that emotionally, mentally, that's got to help.
It gives you, there are certain treatments that we can do, and any treatment will help with calming stress, but there are specific treatments you can do for stress as well.
Very interesting. And Kathy, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate your call. We're talking about acupuncture and its role in Western medicine with our guest Colleen Lewis, who's a national board-certified, state-licensed acupuncturist with UW Health. We'll take a quick look at the news and weather, find out what else is in store for us, and then we'll be back. She'll be with us till 12:30. Taking a look at acupuncture on the program today, Larry Mueller here. And joining us is Colleen Lewis. She's a national board-certified, state-licensed acupuncturist, works with University of Wisconsin Health, has a lot of experience in this area. And what about your experience? Have you experienced acupuncture? What about the results? Do you have questions about it? Join in, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org. Or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. Love to hear from you. Let's go to Holly in Newburgh next. Holly, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Yes, my name is Holly. I'm actually a nurse practitioner here in Wisconsin. And I'm wondering if your guest can just talk about the theory of how acupuncture actually works.
Yeah, it's a good question. And I'm glad you asked it, Holly. Thanks for calling.
I'm guessing that you probably want the Western mechanisms of action, not the Eastern. So we'll start with that. There are about five different theories on the mechanisms of action according to Western sciences. The first is the neurotransmitter theory. I have these written down because I can never remember them. And that would be the affecting the higher brain areas, stimulating the secretion of beta endorphins, and encephalons in the brain and spinal cord. The release of neurotransmitters influences the immune system and the antinociceptive system. Mm. That's the first one. The second one is the autonomic nervous system. This is where it stimulates the release of norepinephrine, acetylcholine, and several types of opioids, affecting changes in their turnover rate, normalizing the autonomic nervous system, and reducing pain. I'm reading these, obviously.
Yeah, so basically, though, what happens is when the needles, it sounds like, cause a release of certain fluids within the body that have then impact how we feel.
It seems to do that, yes. It seems to be affecting the brain.
Okay.
They're not certain how it affects the brain when they've tried to do sham acupuncture compared to regular acupuncture. What they'll do, in some of the studies I read, they will take a toothpick and touch the skin with that toothpick in a point that's not considered an acupuncture point.
Yeah.
Very often, there will still be a response in the body of some kind.
Okay.
Does that mean that when we affect the skin, we are affecting other parts of the body? Does that mean that when we puncture the skin, there is a systemic response from the body? There's a theory that it might be working with the electrical system in the form of the myofascial tissue and going to the brainstem and then releasing the limbic system. We have some protocols for things like PTSD that involve using points on the ears. When you put these points in, there's five specific points. When you put those in, the whole central nervous system calms down. Again, is that from the blood chemistry theory, the gate control theory? And I'll leave these for you, Larry, so that you have these. But there are, and if you want this brochure, just let me know, can I send it to you.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
But there have been studies that talk about the different functions of acupuncture. I don't know if we'll ever know entirely how it works.
Yeah. But at least in part, endorphins are released under certain circumstances.
Endorphins and cephalons. They think that it's affecting the transmission of nociceptor signals in the dorsal horn of the spinal column. There's a lot of different things that they're finding out it does. And I think it's the combination of all of those things that help the person feel better.
Yeah, very interesting. Holly, thanks. Appreciate the call. Joya in Fitchburg, your turn. Hi, Joya. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. She mentioned that they can handle or manage all the things which Western medicine can handle. And I am just wondering, can you help the people with two kinds of people, one with like macular degeneration and cataract in the old age?
Mm-hmm.
And can you help them with the acupuncture?
It depends on how, it depends on that. Whenever somebody asks if they can be helped with acupuncture, the answer is always, it depends. It depends on what kind of condition, how long you've had it, what kind of treatments you've already received for it. So the answer is, I'm sorry, a bit amorphous in that you'd want to talk directly to an acupuncturist about that condition, what's been done already, and then that acupuncturist could determine whether they could help you or not. It's interesting that there is a specialization going on right now in ophthalmology, that there are people, I think, more down south than up north here that have specialized in helping things like macular degeneration, like cataracts, like glaucoma. I don't specialize in that, so I'm sorry I couldn't answer whether it can be cured. I imagine with most of these things, I think of acupuncture as assisting and helping.
Yeah. It's hard for me to imagine using it as a cure for cataracts, for example.
Exactly. If you need surgery, you need surgery.
Yeah.
But the acupuncture can help you certainly prepare for and recover from that surgery.
Okay, so that's how it fits in.
And it can also help if there is a condition that tends to like to recur. Putting the acupuncture in there may slow that down or prevent them from recurring. I don't know whether I personally would use acupuncture for a heart attack, even though I know the systems to use, because if I'm having a heart attack, I'm calling 911.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Joya, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Chris in Wisconsin Dells has something for us next. Chris, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I'm so glad you guys have gotten somebody into the veterinary clinic that actually understands this stuff. I have a story that goes way back. I had a dog that got sick. I took him up to University Hospital, and they told me that he was going to be dead in 6 weeks, and I should put him on drugs and a kennel and keep him quiet, and that would be the end of that. And I wasn't going to let that be the end of that. And so I found somebody that was setting up a naturopathic veterinary clinic, and she put me in touch with Dr. Don McQuaid, who was the head of the Humane Society's medical unit in Milwaukee, and he was a certified veterinary acupuncturist. And for free, three times a week, they came over to my house and they treated my dog. And in 6 weeks, we didn't have him dead. We had him up playing Frisbee. And so I would recommend to anybody that's got an animal with any kind of a condition and you're not anywhere with the regular doctors, go take him to an acupuncturist, because something might be able to be done.
Yeah. Well, you're probably going to agree with that, Colleen.
I would agree with that. I've had the honor of helping lots and lots of dogs. I've had more experience with dogs than other animals, but I have friends who work on cats and birds all the time. I have friends who work on horses.
Birds as well.
If birds are picking their feathers and that kind of stuff, that's mostly stress, and my friends have been able to help them stop picking at their feathers and live more healthy and happy.
Oh, very interesting. Yeah. Chris, thank you. Thanks so much for calling. I have so many folks who want to get on here. I'm going to jump to Pat in La Crosse next. Pat, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm just curious if acupuncture would help with easing tremors, as far as like essential tremors or Parkinson's. Thank you.
Yeah.
It can be very useful for those sorts of things. I just happened to come back from a conference up in the Twin Cities, and the main speaker there was a specialist in neurology from China. Well, she's actually Canadian. She's been in China for the last 15 years. And she was showing us scalp acupuncture and how to use scalp acupuncture for things like Parkinson's, MS, tremor, stroke recovery.
Wow.
It's really exciting, and scalp acupuncture is something that we are seeing more and more here for those kinds of conditions.
Oh, excellent. Thank you again, Pat, for calling. Sarah in Madison, what's on your mind?
Just wondering if acupuncture works for frozen shoulder.
It can help with frozen shoulder. Again, it depends on what's going on with that frozen shoulder and whether you are also doing Western interventions. If you have exercises that help, then you're encouraged to keep doing those exercises. But certainly it can help with releasing that restriction that you comes with frozen shoulder and the pain that comes with frozen shoulder.
Yeah.
All right. So
it can be helpful, but you're going to have to do your work too.
Yeah. But it could make the work easier.
Makes the work easier. Makes it more pleasant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Sarah. Appreciate it. Let's turn to Ghislaine in Milwaukee. Hi. Thank you for calling.
Yes. Hi. My name is Ghislaine in Milwaukee.
Yes.
I have a question. I've been using acupressure for my son. I went to an acupuncturist, but she's using acupressure because he's still a child. For allergies, and also for, he has autism and a lot of allergy. For allergy and autism-related symptoms. So I want to know what you think about acupressure.
I think acupressure is a great choice, especially for children in China.
So what goes on with acupressure?
With acupressure, you're using pressure to acupoints or using Dui Na massage. It's usually putting pressure on a point and then holding it. I have one of my teachers told me that she could use acupressure for the same good effects as the acupuncture, but she would only be able to do one person at a time and she would get tired.
Yeah.
So acupuncture is a little more efficient for the therapist in terms of we can work with more than one person at the same time. In lots of pediatric acupuncture practices, they don't do acupuncture on children under 6.
Okay.
Now, in China, they would do acupuncture. Again, this neurologist specialist from China was showing us slides of acupuncture done on babies, basically, especially for things like autism, learning mm-hmm. disabilities, that kind of thing. But I personally would prefer to use acupressure on kids until they're a little bit older. I have used acupuncture on children with ADD with good results. And I think it would work great for allergies. I think acupressure is a wonderful choice, especially for the families to continue the treatments. I like teaching my clients how to do things for themselves so that they can go home and do things that are going to help them. Okay. So I think you're doing great. If you're doing acupressure for your child and it's helping, I think that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks so much for calling. Well, that's great, because if you can show the parents or whoever...
Or the person themselves. I love showing people how to do things for themselves.
Oh, so you can actually do your own acupressure?
You can, yes.
Wow. Well, we have lots of people who want to work with you and have questions for you. Danny posted on Facebook that she's had great results with acupunctures for thumb joint pain and also sinus infection in the past, wondering if it's used for bruxism, jaw cleansing?
Oh, sure. TMJ is one of the things that we treat, trigeminal neuralgia, facial pain of any kind. One of my favorite things is doing dental anesthesia, going to the dentist and helping people with both the pain and stress of going to the dentist. The last time my husband had to have a crown fixed, we did acupuncture to help him hold his mouth open. He doesn't have problems with the anesthesia. He has problems with his mouth staying open and not being sore afterwards. So we just did the acupuncture and he was fine.
Oh.
Yeah, doing cool facial stuff with acupuncture is usually good results.
Randy in Manitowoc, thank you for calling. Hello.
Hello. Nice to talk to you.
Yes, appreciate your call. What's on your mind?
I had a question. was wondering if they were doing any research in the neuroscience departments on acupuncture. It seems like a good department to look at.
Sure.
I would think that would be a great thing to work on as well. And again, this teacher from China was talking about all of the things it can do for neurology. I have a feeling that the research will be done more likely in Europe and in Asia than it will be done here in this country.
Oh, why is that?
I don't know why. I have my guesses, but I would be hesitant to say what those are.
Okay.
You'd have to ask a researcher why they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a feeling, though, it's money, probably.
Yeah, there has to be money available. And if there isn't money available...
If you can't make a drug out of it, why would it be of interest to people with money?
Yeah, I suppose.
I don't know. I don't know why there isn't research done, but that would be... I have the same question, Randy. I think it would be a great thing to do, especially neurology, but I don't know. Other acupuncturists can call and correct me on that. I don't think it's being done very much in this country.
So the place to look then is, and you I'm sure see the journals and read the journals.
And they do this all the time in China, but we don't necessarily accept all of the research from China with good reason. The research is not always done with the high standards of research that we expect.
At the NIH type standards, yeah.
Right. So there are not always, the Oriental studies are not always accepted, and I understand why that is. As a difference, though, between Europe and here, in England, the dentists have the opportunity to become certified in dental acupuncture. So a dentist could do their own acupuncture on their clients. That's in England. I'm not sure about the rest of Europe, but when I was doing research on dental and acupuncture, it was all over in Britain, hardly ever here in this country.
Very interesting. Randy, thank you. Appreciate your call. Judy in Lodi... Thank you for
Larry.
Calling. Hello.
Yes. Hi, Larry, and your guest. I'm really glad to get on. I've got a situation. My mom and I years ago had acupuncture in Chicago, where I used to live, and it worked wonderful. And it was to quit smoking and to help our migraines. And they both went away for many years. And then when I moved to Wisconsin, they came back. And I now have, though... macular degeneration, glaucoma. So I don't know if it's possible to have that done again.
You certainly can have acupuncture done with those conditions. It won't cause them to get worse or hurt them in any way.
Yeah, because my eyes are bad. I just came back last week from my doctor, and it's escalated the glaucoma.
Oh.
And I'm completely disabled. I've got nerve damage to both legs. And I'm sick and tired of pain because the money for my headaches is not covered, and I have to pay out of pocket every 2 weeks for it. It's outrageous, the price.
Well, if you're paying for that, it may be worth it to try acupuncture.
To see what can happen.
To see what can happen, and maybe you can spend less money on the...
Out of pocket
pain inhibitors, you know, and I'm sure Judy's going to say, well, how much does it cost, you know, and that of course varies.
Yes, but pretty much by where you are in the state.
Okay, and she's in Lodi, which is close to Madison.
Lodi, I'm trying to think of anybody out in that area. I think you're probably closest to Madison, aren't you?
Because I don't have access to computers or any other way except for my telephone.
Do you have somebody to help drive?
I don't drive anymore. I was afraid to with the glaucoma, so I gave up driving. I didn't want to have an accident and hurt somebody.
Yeah.
Well, I admire that.
So if Judy can find someone to take her to Madison, what would her cost be for
Madison? Anywhere from 65 or 45 up to 100 or more. It's widely
for a treatment.
It's widely variable. The first treatment's going to cost more because the therapist will spend more time with you, but because of paperwork, that kind of thing. And then most follow-up treatments are less expensive.
So the first treatment might be $150 or something?
Could vary. At the Research Park, it's $100 to start, and then follow-ups are $85.
Okay. And so So do you need, well, then, do you need a referral? You probably don't need it.
You don't need a referral. Now, I've been told that with some insurance companies that actually cover acupuncture, that you do have to have a referral before they'll cover that acupuncture.
Okay, so.
And that's widely variable, too, whether insurance companies will cover it.
Yeah, so, Judy, you'd need to check on that part of it. But even so, if you're paying a lot of money for your painkillers, so to speak, it might be worth a try. And in something like that, would you have to, Colleen, would this be multiple trips or would it be?
Probably, yeah? Given age and the severity of the issues. Probably would be more than a course of treatment. It depends. Again, the course of treatment for most conditions is anywhere from 6 to 12.
Okay.
But if you're doing it the way we do it in China, then it would be 6 days in a row, 12 days in a row. Or okay. The neurologist, the specialist, would do 5 days in a row, take the weekend off, come in and do 5 days again. In the books, the classic books, a course of treatment is 10 sessions. Then they would reevaluate. If you need another course of treatments, you'd do another 10 sessions. But again, they're doing it more efficiently than we do it here. They're going to do it at least 2 to 3 times a week so that the treatments continue to build upon each other.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Rather than waiting until you're back to that same bottom condition, right? We want to keep them getting better and better instead of them having peaks and valleys and coming up and down. But that's something that you would want to talk over with your therapist and that they would help you to figure out the most efficient way to achieve your goals.
Now, you are a national board certified and state licensed acupuncturist, and that's the kind of person Judy or anybody else should be looking for?
Right. We're the only ones allowed to legally to do the acupuncture. You want to make sure that somebody's taken that board exam because that means that they've had a specific kind of training or a specific amount of training. And if we're state licensed, that also means that then we are regulated.
So, and is there, if you say, I don't know, go online or something or go to your phone book, if you still have one or still had one, you'd look under... usually, I suppose, next to a person who's in acupuncture, they would list.
They'd have to either say a SCA certified acupuncture afterwards or a licensed LAC licensed acupuncturist afterwards.
So that's something to look to look for.
One other place you could check, Judy, would be with the ARDC, the Retirement Disability Center of your county, to see if they have any resources for rides, that kind of thing. I know that other people have had results with help with other things through that particular organization.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. And Judy, I thank you so much for calling in. I think it gave us an opportunity to talk about, you know, sort of how to get
access.
How to get access. And with all the costs and with some of the pills, the cost of some pills, I mean, there's a certain ad going on right now, a political ad, where a pill was $14,000 for a shot, for what used to be $100.
Isn't that something? Or that gentleman that raised the wasn't it something from $13 to $7,000 or something like that? And then he took it back to $750. But
so then $100 starts to sound not so bad.
Especially if we can get that to a point where it's manageable. I have one person where she... When this person first started coming in, they were in every week. As the allergies and asthma got better and they were able to, with the help of their doctor, get off their medications, they only come in once every other month. And that's enough for them to keep going through all of the allergy seasons and everything. Once you get to a maintenance level, then it's not as frequent. There's not as much work.
Colleen, a great pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us today. Colleen Lewis, with the University of Wisconsin Health, a state-licensed acupuncturist. We'll have her back, and we'll talk some more with her about it. And I know lots of questions we weren't able to answer, but stay with us. Lots in store.